Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you look at it, you know, obviously we have 7 sacks, you know, the offensive line, everybody's going to talk about those types of things. And I believe that protection is everybody. You know, protection is the tight ends, it's the runners, it's the offensive line, it's the quarterback, it's everybody involved. So we got to do a really good job with that and taking a look at that.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That's Matt Eberflus. He's noticed that the offensive line isn't doing so well.
Well, that was impossible to ignore last night.
Uh-huh.
That was the biggest reason that they were out of the game, that they could convince people that they were in based on the score. But that was not a one-possession game.
No.
The Bears are not one possession away from being the Houston Texans. They are one season away, not a possession. That game was not as close as the score indicated.
No. No. All right, we got a lot of people who want to check in. We got to get to the phone lines. We will start in order. Aaron was first up. Aaron's on the road. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, gentlemen. You know, one of my favorite movies is a Matrix Broderick movie. It's got a young Denzel Washington in it, Morgan Freeman in it. And in the scene in the movie, the guy there's a friend that the general is trying to protect, and his captain tells him, let him grow up some more. Let Caleb grow up some more. He got sacked 7 times. 4 of those sacks was on him. They were 3-step drops. The ball was supposed to come out. For whatever reason, it didn't. I'm with y'all. They should have dressed the offensive line, but we all knew that coming into the season. And come on, y'all. They traveled down to Texas, played a playoff team, and regardless of what y'all say, the score says it was 1 score away. They were competitive. They scored.
They covered. The spread was 6 in the hook. They won that game by the hook if you're in Vegas.
Aaron, nobody is being unfair or over the top criticizing Caleb Williams. Not yet. I think we're trying to put this into perspective. It's early.
We're waiting a few weeks.
No. We're waiting some time.
Yeah, weeks. Yeah.
I think we have probably fans who are ready to pounce now. We're seeing the text line. I get the reaction to about, hey, Haw, you didn't see this one coming, did you? I think you have to be fair in the criticism of the quarterback who had no time to throw. But everyone watched the same game. You can look at the score and fool yourself into thinking it was a 6-point difference, but it was much more than that.
Let's try Andy. Andy's on the road. Hey, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I've been watching this same Bears game over and over and over again for decades, where the defense plays great, the offense can't do anything. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't pass the ball. You mentioned the offensive line. Williams will not survive the season if he keeps getting hit like this. And the other thing is, I mean, basically what they did was provide a blueprint for every other team that plays them, is just bring pressure until they figure out how to block it. It's going to keep happening. And, you know, you draft this guy number one overall. It's kind of like, you know, you've got a Ferrari and then you're filling it up with ethanol. It's just, you know, I mean, this guy is never going to survive the season if he keeps getting these kind of hits, and they've got to do something about it. One quick baseball nugget for you: with the White Sox winning those two games against the A's, they now have 24 wins against the American League. The Cubs have 26.
Nice.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, nice little Andy. Nugget there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have seen this game before. We've
it's almost
seen
as if the Cubs are better than the Sox.
Almost as if. The Bears have historically not had a strong offensive line to protect a not-so-strong quarterback. This has been the story of the past decade.
That's very funny that he's seen the same game.
Again and again.
That's true.
The same season is unfolding in front of us. The defense deserves better. The defense will keep these teams, you know, within reach, and then the offense will find a way to squander that opportunity.
312-644-6767. Kevin is in Palatine. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. A lot of good points already made. David, your comment about should they have taken Odunze, I thought it then. I thought it was a luxury they absolutely could not afford. We said it ahead of time. So a couple guys that I watched yesterday, I watched the Chargers game. Joe Alt does not look like a rookie.
Right.
Murdering people and Harbaugh back to his old tricks. Awesome offensive line. Then I watched the Cowboys game, and this rookie tackle from Oregon State was absolutely mauling anyone that got in his way. And I was just thinking, watching those earlier games, I'm like, man, those guys would look good on our team. But I think Mully had the line of the morning, and I think this is going to be the line for the season. Degrees of awful. And here's the issue, Mully. It's a great comment because that is our line. Tevin Jenkins wants to get paid. He can't defend himself. He's as bad as the center. And here's the other thing that should terrify everyone. Watching that Packers game yesterday, watching them dismantle the Colts with one of the worst quarterbacks in the history of the league, that coach up there, that was such a good game plan. And the Vikings are really good too. So are the Lions. Anyone that thinks there's going to be double-digit wins on this team is out of their mind with this O-line. And I'm still not blaming Williams because he's running for his life. He, once again, like last week, very inaccurate. But how can you tell he's running for his life? But that's the line of the year, Mully. Degrees of awful. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, the Packers called a smart game with Malik Willis, who was very efficient, didn't get him beat, and they ran the ball down the Colts' throats.
How did that guy win a game? I mean, he didn't win it, but how did the Flower managed to win without a quarterback?
Because what did Caleb Williams do the week before? We talked about it all week. He didn't turn over the football.
Yeah.
You protect the football. You have one job if you are in Malik Willis's role. Don't get your team beat.
What did you think of his interceptions?
Malik Willis?
No.
Caleb Williams. That he was trying to do too much, or his accuracy was not where it needs to be. A combination of both. He was trying to make a play, and he underestimated
the first one,
the ability of defensive backs to make plays.
Because you're throwing at DJ Moore, and you're thinking if he doesn't get the ball, he'll keep the other guy from getting it. So whatever that was. But the second one was into triple coverage, and you got to admit,
bad judgment.
He had freed himself from like a sure sack. Everybody's coming behind him, and he got rid of the ball.
He's trying to make something happen.
Yeah,
because
but
he's frustrated. He should have thrown it away. Yeah. And his inaccuracy on some of these passes down the field has been surprising and disappointing. But you also think he feels rushed. Not making excuses for him, but he's experiencing things that at the NFL level he's never really experienced before. And
no, you know, I got to tell you, the best moment of the broadcast, and there weren't a ton of them, for some reason, Collinsworth was driving me crazy. I don't know why. I think it's like he got this idea in his head that the quarterbacks were excellent and they were the future of the NFL, and he was going to compliment them. Regardless.
I know. Early that, on, especially.
It's just weird.
He overstated how Caleb Williams was playing. He overstated how good he was looking, because I felt like, just stop talking, because he wasn't playing that well.
Yes.
And you don't want to try to, it sounded like he was built in excuses or trying to prop him up for reasons that
it was just bothering me. It's just, I don't usually disconnect with him, but it was, but when he said, or when they discussed that after that game, Caleb Williams came in and sat and listened to what they had to say to him.
And they coached him hard.
And they coached him, and he took the coaching. Yeah. That's good stuff. That is really a good sign, and that made me feel better the rest of the night.
I don't think we're going to have to worry about Caleb Williams tuning anybody out.
Right.
I think he's going to be as committed as the next guy, as anybody in that building. That's why you need to help him.
Yes.
Help him, help himself. He's going to be committed. Now you got to be committed to improving the people around him so he's got a chance.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.